The following presentation is brought to you by Priority One.
Good evening. Today, unfortunately, in the world, we hear many problems. Many of these problems are problems that have been percolating throughout the years of the development of our children. We've seen telltale signs early on. Maybe things got a little bit better, but there always seemed to be some issues that were recurring, and eventually they erupt. But there's also the phenomenon of many of our kids who have been doing great. Everything's been wonderful. They've been learning, and they've been involved with Shmiras HaMitzvahs. Everything seemed to be just right. And not really indicating in any way that there might eventually at some point, come or surface a problem. And yet we find that problems do erupt, even in the lives of these so-called so mainstream and living and acting by the book types of kids. And I thought that it might be worthwhile this evening, especially in light of some of the references in the Parsha that we're going to read Shabbos. We know that the Parsha often has, always has, some message for us that's timely and pertinent. Thought that maybe we could discuss this phenomenon and put it in somewhat of a perspective. In Parshas B'chukosai, the Parsha begins, B'chukosai teilechu, v'smitzvoisai tishmaru, v'asisemoisom. And different Mefarshim learn that this refers to different aspects of the connection with Torah and mitzvahs. And the Sipurnu says, B'chukosai teilechu, that this refers to the gzeros shen yinag ho'odom bohem b'hishtadlus iskechayov, v'hi esnaig bohem yikro halicho. These are the things that a person does in his usual hishtadlus to live. The normal things that we live, the mitzvahs, the gzeiros from Hashem, the decrees from Hashem that we're obligated to observe in our daily conduct of our lives. And Torah says, in B'chukosei Telech, if you are observing these rules, these laws, Ves mitzvei say tishmeru, so he says, Hinei hashmira b'mitzvusu hashgocho b'oifen asiyosun uv'mechuv mehem. Shmira, as it says, he says, is shmoyer zu mishna. Shmira, shmitzvei saitishmu, refers to learning. Careful attention to all the details of the ways that mitzvahs are done and the purpose, the direction with which they're going, what their tachlis is, where it's supposed to bring us. So it's beyond the observance of the mitzvahs. It's the learning in depth and detailed attention to all of the ways and aspects of the performance of the mitzvahs, beyond that which we're observing on a day-to-day basis, and the direction, the purpose, the tachlis to which these mitzvahs are leading us. And that's mitzvosai tishmaru. Then he says, when a person will do this, he will, by observing the mitzvahs and by spending time and attention to focusing on the way that they're done in depth and their purpose, he will fulfill the intent of Hashem in creating us, b'tzalmai kidmusai. We'll be like having fulfilled the tzelem elikim that we're created, b'tzelem elikim, which the Sipurno himself says refers to the seichel of a person, and the dmus elikim, which refers to the actions that we do, which are done with knowledge, with understanding, and with bechira chofshis, and we will fulfill this this level of development of tzelem udmus. It seems that critical, even for a person who's observing the mitzvahs, he's doing what he should do. He's acting, and he calls it here. He calls it his tisnagu bedarchi hokelis borach. He's acting in the ways of Hashem. He's acting godly, so to speak, in all of his actions. But yet that person still needs, critically needs, in order to fulfill the development of Tzelem Elokim, that his seichel and his knowledge and his choices are fully and properly activated, he needs also a depth of understanding, a broader and a deeper understanding of the mitzvahs beyond that which he needs to observe them, and their mechuvin and their tachlis and their purpose, where they're going, where they're supposed to bring him. So it seems that even a person who may be religiously observant and walking in the ways of Hashem, following the Derech HaTorah, but if he doesn't have that continued, ongoing growth in learning to the extent of broadening all of the appreciation of all the details of the mitzvahs, and he includes that and mentions it twice, their mechuvan, their intent, their purpose, where they're supposed to be bringing him, such a person can't achieve this sense of the fulfillment and the development of his Tzelem Elokim. So I think that point number one is that it's critical, even for the best and most appropriately behaved, religiously appropriately behaved of our children, still that we must take them beyond that religious observance. We can't be satisfied with their religious observance. We can't be confident in their religious observance and not be concerned beyond that, but they must have ongoing learning, strengthening, broadening, deepening their grasp and their understanding, and they must have a sense of where all of this is going. What are they really doing? What is it all about? And unless they have that sense, together with their observance, they will not be able to achieve this sense of Tzelem Elokim, fulfillment of the Tzelem Elokim, that feeling of godliness. But then it goes even a step further. You know, we live in a generation where the burden of being told what to do is almost beyond what many can handle. Like, nobody can tell me what to do. I can't be told what to do. I don't like burdens. I don't like to be ordered around. I don't like commands or commandments. I want to be free-spirited. We live in a free society. Everyone in the world is free to do whatever they want. Morality is defined by whatever I choose to do at any moment, as long as I don't get caught. So, like, I'm going to be told and ordered and directed and dictated and commanded and expected to perform according to a very, very detailed and specific plan of action, albeit from the Creator himself. It goes against the grain of what too many, not all, Baruch Hashem, but what too many of our kids, as teenagers growing up especially, and even preteens, are feeling in their general attitudes and in the society in which they live. And therefore, we look for a formula for them to want to do the mitzvahs, for almost that the mitzvah should be their own personal desire, that they should almost be, it's post-commandment, it's beyond commandment. Even if there wouldn't be a commandment, I would want to do this, and I'm not so, I'm. It's part of me. It's what I'm all about. It's the doing of the mitzvahs is natural as an outgrowth of my personal desires besides what it's obligated to me. Now, one might think that that's a very bizarre and strange concept, but the Sipurnu continues and says that that's really the highest level. He says, Vasisa Moisom, after we have the combination of one who is going in the ways of Hashem in his actions, fulfilling the mitzvahs, and continuing beyond that to learn the broader extent and expanse and details and depth of insight in the mitzvahs and their purpose, then he says, Vasisa Moisom, this will bring a person to the level of the fulfillment of Tzelem Elokim. He'll feel this godly feeling inside. He will achieve this sense of perfection as a kinyan in himself, and the way that he'll do the mitzvahs just with his own rotzen. He wants to do mitzvahs. Not as if he was commanded and doing it from fear, but he'll reach a level where he's doing the Rotzen Hashem as if it was his own Rotzen. This is what I want to do. I feel this sense of connection with Hashem. I feel this uplifted sense of godliness. I feel this sense of human perfection, this Tzelem Elokim that I've developed in myself through the following in the Darkei Hashem and through the depth of learning and understanding and recognizing the Shleimus, the perfection, the elevated human status to which they are geared to bring me. And that gives me that sense of Tzelem Elokim inside. And with this, I come to do mitzvahs because I want to do mitzvahs. Because that's me. I am this Tzelem Elokim. I have these spiritual, these godly feelings. I've developed myself so much that the way of mitzvahs, Torah and mitzvahs, which continues to lead a person in these elevated spiritual planes, this is what I want to do. This is Aseh Ritzoinoi Kir Tzoinecho. It's, he says, Loi Kimitzuvim Ve'oisim Meyiro. Not like I'm commanded. It's even if I wasn't commanded. It's not about the command. It's about the desire. Like we say about Avraham Avinu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to take Yitzchak on the Akedah. And we say, Kimei Shekovesh Avraham Avinu Sarachamov Verotzo Lishchoit Es Benoi. He desired to Shecht because Hashem said Shecht. And Shecht is what I desire. Shecht is what I want. I want. And if we could achieve in our children this sense of wanting to do the mitzvahs because they appreciate them. Some of us might think that, and maybe before this Sipurna we might have been somewhat justified, that might think that children or people who do mitzvahs because they just appreciate them is detracting from the highest level, which is the tzivui, which is doing it because Hashem said so. Hashem said so is what it's about. And that's why I have to do all the mitzvahs, and that's why I have to learn the Torah, and I have to elevate myself to the level of Tzelem Elokim. But the Sipurnu says that there's a level of Shleimus that a person achieves, that beyond that, he wants to do it, push it, asei ritzoinoi kir tzoinecho, as if it was his own personal will, because he's developed such greatness in himself. He's developed such sensitivity in himself. He's developed such holiness in himself, such godliness in himself, that he wants to act in those ways because that's what I want to do. The truth is, the Rambam says this in a different lashon, but also the same idea. He says the person who serves Hashem me'ava is the highest level, and he says he doesn't want anything in return, not because of schar, not for schar, not for einish, elo oise ho emes mipnei shehu emes v'seif hatova lova biglova. He does truth because it's true. 10th parak of Hilchos Tshuva in the Yad HaChazoka. He does truth because it's true. This idea. He's not doing it even because that's what Hashem said. No, because Hashem said, I want to do it. Avada. And that's what I want to do, what Hashem said. But I've so internalized the holiness. I've so internalized the message. I've so internalized this uplifted feeling of human goodness and perfection, that I want to do it because it is true. This is, I'm doing the emes because it's emes. I want to do it because this is the right thing to do. And that seems to be the highest level. Now, of course, here we're referring to very high levels. The Rambam here continues, this is a level not everybody achieves. Avraham Avinu reached this level. Avraham Uyhavi. But the truth of the matter is that for today, our children have to be exposed, at least on a modified level, to this concept. The concept of so developing themselves and an appreciation for good and kindness and Ehrlichkeit and what's right and what's wrong, to the extent that I become such a good person that I realize that this goodness is the ultimate purpose of everything, to that a person should achieve this development of Shleimus, and therefore I want to do it just because it's right. I want to do it just because it's true. I want to do it besides the fact that I'm commanded. I just want to do it because this is my rotzon, even to the extent of kirtzoinecho. Now, one might think that this is way beyond. And how can I even talk to a child about it? Well, to a little child, you certainly can't talk about this, and I'm not sure at what age it begins. But at some stage, when there's a mature individual, a mature teenager to talk to, there's a very beautiful message over here. And this message is something that I think connects very well with him. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that he quotes here, Aseh Ritzoinoi Kir Tzoinecho, Kedei Sheyaseh Ritzoincho Kir Tzoinoi. do the Rotzen Hashem, as if it was your will. Reach that level where I'm so into goodness. I'm so sensitized. I feel so much having been created, B'tzelem Elikim, in the image of Hashem, that I so want to do what's right and what's good and what's truthful and what's appropriate. Asei Rotzenei Kirtzenech, as if it was my own will. And what should be a hechrich for that? Kedei Sheyase Rotzenecha Kirtzenei. That Hashem should do your will as His. Now, if it's the highest of levels, which it seems it is, then what are we saying? Do the will of Hashem on that lofty level as if it was your will, and Hashem will do you in order, kedei, in order that Hashem should do your will like His. That's what I'm doing it for. Doesn't that cheapen it? Am I such a lowly person? I'm doing Ritzoinoi Kirtzoini as if it was my own will. And why am I doing it? That He should do my will. And I believe that the pshat is, I think others say this, that the pshat is, kedei sheyase Ritzoinoi Kirtzoinoi. What's the tachlis of everything? What Hashem really wants is to do good, is to give us hatovah, is to do chesed for us, is to be meitiv, to be kind to us, to give us schar, to give us goodness, to give us happiness, fulfillment, pleasure in this world. And there's nothing that He wants more than to be able to do ritzayni kiritzayni, to be able to fulfill my will as if that was the ultimate of His will and it must be fulfilled to the nth degree, to the iota. But not all the times am I worthy of that. So, asei ritzayni kiritzaynecha, then if you can bring yourself to internalize His will and to develop yourself to such a level of holiness and godliness that you just passionately crave to do His will because that's the right thing to do, then in return, He will do your will as if it's His. And He will be able to, He'll be justified, He'll be capable of because you've deserved it, and that's the system with which He created that we must earn in order to appreciate. He will be able to take your will and do it as if it was His, with that total sense of your will must be fulfilled. Ritzoin yereyov yase b'derech shodem ritzel leilech moilichen oisoi. And we'll be zeicher to that. Now that's something which I believe our children have to hear. Again, mature ones, that if we internalize the message, we become better people. And you know, I think most people realize, kids certainly also do, that a good person feels good about himself. If I'm good, if I know I'm good, if I feel godly, if I feel elevated, then I feel good. That makes me feel good, that makes me happy. That validates me, that makes me happy. Like the Rambam says in Hilchas Purim, we've mentioned that if you have extra money, you give it matos avyonim, that's the best thing because that brings the greatest simcha, because a person feels deimel Hashem. One who's mesameach, the unfortunate, is Deimel Hashem, because the Pesuk says, L'hachiyus nefesh sholim, and that makes him feel simcha, feel good. When I'm elevated, I feel good. When I'm elevated to the extent that I can do Ritzoinoi Kiritzoinecho, wow. And that, look what you get. You get the ability for Hashem to justify and to allow that everything that you want will be fulfilled. Now, I know that this is a bit, maybe a bit esoteric and a bit complicated, but I think on a very simple level, we must inspire our children to appreciate that which they're doing, to understand the benefits, and not just the benefits to the world, the benefits to them, how the mitzvahs that they perform make them better people. And we have to teach them early on how proud and how fortunate and how good a person should feel about himself. If I'm a good person, being good is the greatest of compliments. Being good is the greatest of validations. Being good is the essence of human greatness. And if our children learn that lesson and they begin to realize that through the mitzvahs are all geared to make us into good people. And the further learning and understanding the purpose gives them a deeper sense of this goodness. And when they start feeling their tzelem elikim, when they start feeling that unique chashivus of a person who was created with the seichel and with the understanding and with the koyach habchira to achieve such infinite levels of human greatness, and then once they realize that they could be at that level, then they can begin to reach the level that, you know, at such a level, I'm doing mitzvahs because it all makes sense to me. This is the way to go. I want to be good. I want to do good. Even if I wasn't commanded to do good, I would do good. Because that's just what's right. That's just what's good. We have to create that type of an environment. And I guess the chiddush, and maybe the controversial part of this whole discussion, is that we need a balance. In our homes, our children must realize that we're obligated to do what we have to do. And the Sepurno himself discusses that in the midst of tzitzis, that a person is ke'eved, ke'choysom yad raboy olof. A person has to feel the reason why he's chartim is kol mitzvah Hashem, asisem oysom. He has the tzitzis. He looks at the tzitzis and he feels, this is my branding. My master's seal is upon me. I'm obligated. And I have to do, and whether I like it or not, I have to do, and that gives me the ability to do. He says that clears up the mind from all of its strange thoughts, because I know I have to do. And that sense of having to do is critical in the development of children. They must learn from an early age. There's such a thing as authority. Hashem's authority is the ultimate authority. And unfortunately, sometimes they don't equally respect the parental authority, but at least that there's a divine authority, and that's critical. But they also must internalize the message that this divine authority is geared to develop them as godly and great and holy and uplifted and elevated human beings. And as such a person craves to do good, because that's matim, because that's in sync with the goodness that he is. And if we work with our children on both areas, on the authority, the absolute authority which gives them the strength to fight off any temptation to do differently, and ultimately bring them from that level when they're observing mitzvahs and studying more about them and appreciating their purpose, bring them to that sense of elevated feeling about themselves, to the extent that the mitzvahs become natural to them, that they just want to perform the mitzvahs because these are the right things, because these are beautiful. And they have to get from us the sense of mitzvahs are beautiful. That when it's mitzvahs ben odom lamokoyim, they have to see the I'll never forget, I noticed in my shver, Zecher Tzadik Levrocha, that when he did a chesed, he was a Rosh Yeshiva, he was learning, most of the time teaching, but when he went out of his way to do a chesed for someone, he quelled the simchas hachayim that was generated. I did a big chesed for this person. I really made him feel good. I really did something for him. That the simcha, when they see the simcha we get, when they see how important these things are to us, not just out of obligation, duty, and fear, or desire for reward, or fear of punishment, but out of passion just for doing good. When they sense in us, we must be very good people. If we so enjoy and so crave to do good, that feeling is also contagious. And we have to nurture our children with the balance of both of these if we truly want that they follow and continue to follow. Because here we see that a person can be on the level where he's doing all the mitzvahs, but if he doesn't have this enhancement of appreciating it through learning more about the extent of the mitzvahs, the expanse of the mitzvahs, and their purpose and everything, he still will not reach that level of shleimus of the tzelem of the kim. In terms of just as a lighter note, the idea of obligation, there is a distinction between parental obligation and parental authority and divine authority. And oftentimes parental authority doesn't work because it's too negotiable. Like, you know, I've argued with you too many times in the past and I've won to be able to just absolutely respect your opinion. But divine authority has a different koyach to it, because there's no one to argue with. You know, this is the boss, this is the ultimate, this is the authority. I just remember a very cute little episode which I experienced, I witnessed many years ago. I may have mentioned it here at one point, but standing on a line in one of the stores, and all this goodies on the counter there that entice little children to get their parents to spend another $10, and this little kid had pulled some things off the counter, and the mother says, put it back, and the kid says, no, and the mother says, put it back, I said so, and the kid says, who are you, and the mother says, I'm your mother, and the kid says, so what, and this goes on, and of course, she spent an extra $10. Another time, a while later, I noticed a similar scene taking place, except this little kid, around the same 5-6 year old age, but was wearing a little yarmulke, and the mother says, the kid takes something, I want it, the mother says, put it back. The kid says, no, I want it. The mother says, you have to put it back. The kid says, why? And the mother says, it's not kosher. And that was the end of the discussion. Now, it doesn't always happen to us, even in that context, with that line. But the truth of the matter is, there's an authority. There is an authority that is not negotiable. I can't speak to him. I can't argue with him. I can't argue the case. I can't tell him why I think that it should be kosher, why I think that I should be allowed to eat something that's not kosher. And that authority is critical for commitment and observance. But at the same time, it has to be balanced with a sense of my own greatness, who I am. And lefi, and because of the greatness that I am as a human being, as a holy and godly human being, that I so want to do what's good, that I so crave to do what's good. So it's my obligation on one hand, and it's my passion in life on the other. If we can instill this dual sense of motivation for our children to perform mitzvahs, I believe that the results will be forever positive, and the development of our children will certainly be enhanced in terms of their continued commitment to mitzvahs. And the lesson that we began with is that even if we see that everything seems fine, they're observing the mitzvahs, they're holche, as the Sepurna says, bedarche Hashem, we shouldn't stop at that. They have to continue expanding their learning. They have to be nurtured on the appreciation of the purpose, where it's going, where it's taking them. They have to develop that sense of human greatness as the developed and elevated Tzelem Elokim, and that will lead them to this observing mitzvahs with a passion and a love just for the doing of what's right and what's good because of the good and right and greatness that they have. And that certainly will serve as an insurance policy for our children to remain loyal and committed to them.
Thank you for listening to this presentation brought to you by Priority One. Please visit us online at www.priority-one.org. That's priority-1.org, where you can download free audio and publications on parenting, teaching, and teens at risk. For more information or to make a donation, please visit us online or call 800-33-4EVER.